This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and joining us now, friend of the show, friend of the telethon in the past when he was with the New England Patriots, it is the head coach of Boston College, Bill O'Brien. Bill, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me back. It's a great day to be on. You know, with all you guys do for the Jimmy Fund, it's awesome.
I know. I feel like it was touch and go that we didn't know whether we were going to get you back every week, because I know you're focused only on football, but I appreciate you being back again with us this year.
No, I love coming on the show. I think there was probably a miscommunication or whatever you want to call that. But no, I enjoy being on the show and look forward to it.
All right. Well, I think boldly over the weekend, you proclaimed that you want to see 60,000 fans at the season opener. Is that a possibility over there at Boston College in your mind?
You know, look, my thing is, I used to say this to you guys last year. I say it over and over again. I mean, you know, the Patriots open up a week later. We open up. You know, on the 30th, and it's the only show in town. And I think we do have a good football team. We got to go out there and do it. I always tell you guys that. But I do think that we're a fun team to watch. And, you know, it's in a beautiful campus, beautiful stadium, good tailgating, all that. So why not? Let's get 60,000. They tell me it holds. I won't say how much they always, you know, kind of correct. Hey, coach, you know, we only hold this. I don't care. Let's try to open it up and put 10,000 more in there.
Well, we could probably get another couple hundred in if you had allowed that Scheim designed play to be put into game one.
I know. I forgot. What was that play? Was that a double flea? What was the play again?
Scheim?
It was a nice play action pass down the seam, you know. Nothing too crazy.
Whoa.
I mean, we have that shot. We've got the play action pass down the field.
Yeah, Scheim. I mean,
innovative.
It has unique motion, okay?
Oh. A little creative.
I didn't even get to whiteboard it for Bill.
It's a little more in-depth. One shot at this, Scheim.
I mean,
yeah. It was a draw play.
Yeah. The old play action down the seam. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate that.
I think I understand why that never happened. Thank you, Scheim.
I didn't want to give him the Statue of Liberty. You know, that had been done before.
Canceled. Jet sweep. Oh, go ahead. What?
Bill, it does seem like you're going with Dylan over Grayson. Probably a difficult decision for you to make. I know you've said that it was a true competition, that these two made each other better, but what was the final deciding factor?
Yeah, look, I think in the end, Dylan was a little bit more consistent throwing the football. I give a lot of credit to Grayson. He's done a great job. He's an awesome teammate. And you know, he's going to be ready to play, and he will play. There'll be things that we do to get him into the game in certain packages. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit. Dylan's very talented. He's done a really good job. It was a true competition from the minute we started last winter, really, when Dylan arrived here. So I think Dylan earned it, and now he's got to go out there and you know, be consistent like he's been in practice.
Bill, when you look at your team, you guys obviously lost some guys on offense and defense, but I think Donovan Azaraku on the defensive side of the ball was, like you said last year, an unbelievable disruptor. What are you going to try to do to, you know, maybe not replace the production that he had, but what's going to be the mindset for some of those newer guys, and who are guys that we should be watching this season?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty impossible to replace a guy like Donovan. I mean, he had 17 sacks, and, you know, he's obviously playing well for the Cowboys right now. To me, like, the way that you replace that production is in different ways, right? It's scheme, it's rotation of players, it's a lot of different things we can do. I think you'll see a little bit different defense with some of the things that we do this year, you know, because of the people that we have. But I think you're looking at Q Hutchins, who really came on strong at the end of last year. Edwin Kolingi is a name that maybe you haven't heard in the past, has really had a great offseason and a good training camp. There's a transfer here from Merrimack named Faber Bate that's had a really good training camp. And then there's some young guys. There's guys like Jaden Fry, Anya Nwisi, guys that people have never heard of that we think have really good futures. So Israel Oladipo, like, you know, a lot of mixture of guys to try to make up for that production of one guy.
Billy, excited to have you back this year. Gonna do a quick off BC question. I need a grade for the Brady statue.
You know what? As I was dialing in this morning, I'm like, please God, don't ask me about the statue. Please God.
Well, that's why I'm here.
I mean, look, I think obviously, you know, I know you guys would agree he deserves a statue. I'm not, you know, I know you want me to give a grade. Look, it's a great honor for him. I saw it, not in person, but I saw it on TV, and you know, it's fantastic. I mean, what he did for, you know, this whole region, for, you know, for the Patriots organization and all that, I'm thrilled for him, but I'm not going to grade the statue.
I think without grading it, we got your grade. Yeah. I think was it weird? Was it weird for you to see him if you caught it in the Raiders jacket walking into that game over the weekend?
That's always a little weird. You know, I don't. Yeah, that's always a little weird that he's a, you know, a minority owner with the Raiders. I mean, you know, look, I think it's awesome for football that he's involved like that. I think it's awesome for the Raiders. I mean, this guy has a view of football that, you know, is second to none, you know, and especially the quarterback position, obviously, but also the whole game. I mean, I've said over and over again, you know, when I coached him, you know, he didn't want to be a coach. That wasn't anything that he wanted to be, but he could definitely coach, you know, other positions. He could have coached the secondary, evaluate the secondary. I mean, he did that on a weekly basis. So for the Raiders to have somebody like that with that expertise is, it's pretty cool.
I don't know how much of an opportunity you've had to watch any Patriots preseason stuff, but any thoughts on Josh McDaniels so far doing your old job?
I haven't watched it really that much, Greg. I'll say that, but I, you know, I have a lot of confidence. You know, I feel very strongly about that coaching staff. I mean, they've and they are my friends. I mean, obviously, you know, but they're great coaches, and you know, those guys will play hard. They'll play disciplined football. They'll, like Mike says, they'll try every week to eliminate bad football and take advantage of the other team's bad football. And look, you know, let's see how it goes. I mean, it's only his first year. I mean, it takes time. It really does take time to get your culture instituted, to get your type of players in there. It takes a while. You know, when I went to Houston, you know, they were 2-14 the previous year. We went 9-7 my first year. And then it took a couple of years for us to really get it to where we were a 10-11 win team. So, you know, it does take time, but I know that they're going to do a great job.
And hey, did I see over the weekend that Mike Vrabel's son is on your staff over there?
Yes, yeah, Tyler Vrabel. He's, you know, he played here, graduated from here, wants to be a coach, and we call him the offensive line consultant. So he helps with the offensive line and breaks film down. He does a great job. He's an awesome guy. He's a great guy, and it's great to have him on the staff.
Well, that's unfortunate because Scheim has been calling himself that to others for the last couple of weeks. So that's
the offensive line consultant?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought he was calling himself the passing game consultant.
It's just,
I mean,
you're
just talking general. About team passes. Now he wants to coach the offensive line?
Now work with me, Billy. I got a new play. It's a toss right.
Yeah. Thanks, Scheim. Yeah, we don't have that in our offense, Sean. We're not going to be able to do that. The toss right.
A bummer.
Well, listen, I still got my moonshot, and that is I want to get the dropkick somehow to play the alma mater over there before a game. So we got to work on that for this season, Bill. That was my
Notre Dame.
To.
Notre Dame, November 1st.
Perfect. Yes. All right. Yeah.
I'll be there for that. Bummer, Bill, it is a bummer that you don't have UNC on the schedule this year, but I did see a lovely photo of you and Belichick at Media Day. How's he faring? Does he seem like he's enjoying the ACC so far?
I sense the sarcasm in the lovely photo part of that.
I loved that.
It was good to see him. He, when it comes to my career and our friendship, you know, it was great to see him. And I haven't really talked to him about this, so he'll probably get mad at me, but I'd love to play North Carolina, like, at Gillette someday. You know, I think that would be great, North Carolina, Boston College at Gillette. And, I don't know if he'd go for that, but I think that'd be good. I think maybe if they let colleges start doing joint practices, maybe we can do a North Carolina, a North Carolina, BC joint practice. I think that would be good, too.
Billy, that is so brilliant. Think of all the attention and coverage for BC if that were to happen. That is the best idea I've heard all day.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be awesome. It'd be great for the fans. And, again, he'll probably be like, why did you say that on WEI? But,
I don't work for him anymore,
so I can say whatever I want.
I can picture Bill looking up to the craft box the way Clemens looked at Duquette when he came out.
What is, in your mind... Bill, in your mind, what win-wise, what's a successful season for him, his first season there?
For him?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I never look at it that way, Greg. I really don't. I really do not. It's hard to, I think for him, and again, not speaking for him directly, but it's really about instituting, like, what we're trying to do here, and I think we're on the right track, about your process, like your – how are you going to, institute your progression to execution, to winning? And I think that's what it's all about. Like, if you look at what we've done here, we've changed the nutrition program, the strength program, we have great player development program right now. We've got a lot going on that I think is positive. Now, hopefully eventually that translates to wins. I think he's probably thinking the same thing relative to instituting his program. I don't think he looks at, like, how many wins will it take to be successful? I think he's got to get his program going.
Well, Bill O'Brien, appreciate, as always, the time. And I know that this event for you is really important. And not only when you were with the New England Patriots, but as a guy from around these parts, what Dana-Farber does and Jimmy Fund, I know, is really important. So I appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. And I will say, I think I told you guys this last year, my mom, who's 91 years old, she's in a memory care facility and down on the Cape, but she had breast cancer twice and was treated at Dana-Farber. And so what the Jimmy Fund does to raise money for cancer research and all the things that they do, it hits close to home for so many of us. And, I grew up with it, as you guys did. We all grew up with the Jimmy Fund and the connection with the Red Sox, and it's just an awesome thing, and it's a great thing that you guys do every year.
Bill O'Brien, we will look forward to talking to you about a game coming up soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. It is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We are at Fenway Park, and we are joined now by Dr. Janine Rundquist and by Jolene Belmore, who is a nurse at Dana-Farber. Guys, thanks for being here this morning. Bright and early, by the way.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate you. Got to turn those microphones on and up if you could. Thanks for being here, guys. All right, I'm not hearing that microphone over there, Griff. You can speak on her.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having both of us. I wanted to ask you guys a little bit about a new simulation center that I have heard about and kind of what's going on there.
Sure. We just opened a state-of-the-art simulation center in May of this year, and it allows us to train our nurses and clinical assistants and nurse practitioners and physicians and all other care partners in a space that mirrors exactly our space that we take care of patients at Dana-Farber. So we have mannequins that breathe and blink and have pulses. So you can really train in a safe space where you can maybe make a mistake or and learn from it. And we debrief after each event that we do. And that's where a lot of the learning comes in, is your ability to just stop and pause and think about what you're doing and how that team interacts in caring for a patient. So it's a game changer for us.
Apparently, we may want to borrow one of those mannequins as a fill-in producer. What happened last week?
Jolene, for you, I imagine residency is probably daunting for a lot of people. Exciting, but daunting at the same time. You probably have friends that are in residencies all over the country. For you to be at Dana-Farber for this, how different is it there, and how important is it for treatment and science down the road?
Absolutely. At Dana-Farber, it's such a unique experience, especially in the simulation center, because I had a great education in nursing school, but we didn't really learn a lot about oncology or oncology emergencies. And so to be able to practice handling those situations in the simulation center is just one of a kind. And it really reflects how advanced science is becoming, especially in educating the new generation of nurses. And being in the simulation center is just extraordinary, because it looks exactly like how it does in the clinic, like the actual clinical settings at Dana-Farber. You walk in, it's almost like you're right in the Jimmy Fund clinic, or you're right in one of those adult clinics. And when I'm training, I don't even have to think about where things are because I just know, and that helps me to focus on patient care and working through those situations with our nurse educators. And that's truly made a difference in how I've learned and grown as a new graduate nurse.
It sounds like, off our last guest, that this is like Belichickian. This is like, yeah. What an approach to be able to enter. I mean, I famously passed out twice before my wife gave birth, so I'm not exactly nurse quality in
okay.
any capacity. But
you say it happens.
It happens.
You don't have to say that. It really does.
It's really all right.
I'm
only comfortable with anyone being mocked. But what a way for you to work through the stress of I can only imagine, you know, you're trying to help someone, save someone's life, whatever, and to have that opportunity to have rep after rep with something that you know, no matter what you do, will not negatively impact a real person's health.
Exactly. I kind of like to compare it to parking a car. Just imagine you're 16 years old and you're learning how to parallel park a car. Would you rather try to parallel park on a Friday on Newberry Street or right in front of Fenway Park? Everyone's trying to get to the game. There's 20 cars behind you honking at you, telling you to hurry up. Or would you rather practice parking a car on that quiet street in your neighborhood with someone next to you who you really trust, who's going to be patient with you and guiding you every step of the way? That's what the Sim Center feels like to me, and that's why it's so important for especially new grad nurses who are learning these skills and learning how to deal with these situations under pressure to use. And I feel more confident, I feel safe, and I feel like I'm turning into the nurse I've always wanted to become.
Doctor, what's been the impact that you've seen because of this training at the Sim Center?
You know, even in just the few months we've been open, Jolie experienced something where she trained on a particular emergency response and the next day experienced that with one of her patients in clinic. We've had nurses talk to us about the interdisciplinary emergency response training that we're doing. We have pharmacy, respiratory, physicians, advanced practice providers, and nurses training together in the space, so that if we do have a real emergency, which is rare for us to have a full medical emergency where we might need to call for advanced support, they're raving about it and talking about how wonderful it is to practice. So I feel like were providing more than we could in the past without, we didn't have as much space and we didn't have these high-tech mannequins. And so it's a little more real to life now with the center than it was in the past. And I think that's going to benefit our patients and our staff and providers.
Well, it wouldn't be possible without those who are calling and making those phones ring right behind you and yes. texting in with a donation. So thanks to both of you for what you do. As Curtis alluded to, I couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. So thanks very much for what you do, and thanks for sharing a little bit with us this morning.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We are able to tell you that we are now at $71,628 that you have donated so far, almost an hour and a half into day number one of this year's telethon. Call 877-738-1234. That's the number. It's easy. Doesn't matter what you feel like you can give this year, 877-738-1234. Or if you want to make it even easier, then you can text any amount when you text K-Cancer to 56512. Coming up, we'll be joined by Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Later this morning, Sox President Sam Kennedy joins the Greg Hill Show for the front office report. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Pats took their second preseason game on Saturday against the Vikings. 2012 was your final in Minnesota. After being praised in joint practices, Drake May started slowing down a bit on Saturday. He rebounded nicely in his second series. And while Will Campbell, by all accounts, had some tough times during joint practice, but was pretty good in the second preseason game. Travion Henderson continues to impress. Now, there was no Stephon Diggs. That is confusing. While Ramondre Stevenson, we do know, is battling some type of injury. While it's not serious, I didn't expect to see him on Saturday anyways. The Red Sox fell to the Marlins yesterday. 5-3 was the final at Fenway, thanks to a three-run ninth inning from the bad guys. Garrett Crochet went 7 in this one, giving up one run on three hits while striking out 8. The guys win the series 2-1. They now have the Orioles in town. 7-10 first pitch with Dustin May getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And of course, Scotty Scheffler, he came back from 4 shots down to take his 5th victory of the year at the BMW Championship. Pretty impressive by him. And there's a lot to love about Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. There is a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with 1.9% financing for up to 63 months on select models, or lease for just $269 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
And Shaim just sent me a text. If he were to be a defensive consultant, cornerback blitz.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Very creative shot. All right, we're back with Sam Kennedy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We are at Fenway Park, day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and we are up to $71,628 donated. If you're just joining us, we started the show off with some incredible generosity from a friend of the show, Rob Hale, who is offering the match up to $1 million in donations if we get there by the end of tonight's Sox game. So if you ever thought about giving, now is the time to do it. And I think we can get there. We're at 71,000 right now, but I think we'll be able to get there. So we're looking for your help. You can call 877-738-1234, or if you want to give via text, you can text to give any amount. Just text KCANCER to 56512. And because we're here at Fenway, we thought we ought to get to the front office report this week today with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox. That is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, guys. Thanks so much for being on site. It's the best 2 days of the year. It really is. And so grateful for everything you guys are doing for Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. Just awesome work by you and all the listeners. And thanks. It's a great thing. We all got to do our part here over the next 48 hours.
Well, we were just talking with Bill O'Brien. He was talking about growing up here, and I know you did, and experiencing the Jimmy Fund and what they do with Dana-Farber for years. And it's incredible to me. It's got to be, Sam, one of the, if not the, oldest longstanding relationships between a charity and a professional sports franchise. I would have to believe.
It's remarkable. This will be our 72nd anniversary this year between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund. It's just amazing. It's almost as old as you and me, Greg. 72 years. Incredible. But it goes way back. Everybody knows, really. Became a thing back in the Ted Williams and Johnny Pesky era, Dom DiMaggio, just going all the way back. And the way that our players have gotten behind it and our fans, it's remarkable. I think we've raised the organization and our fans over the last seven decades, you know, nearly $175 million for cancer research. It is a foundation of everything we do here. And it's great here in the dog days of summer, the baseball calendar, to take a step back and really prioritize what matters. And I want to thank Garrett Whitlock. He's our Jimmy Fund captain this year. He's done a great job. It's his third year doing this. And of course, Brock Holt and Tom Karen, who work day to day with Lisa and the team over there. It's a personal thing for so many of us. And I heard Billy O'Brien talking about the personal impact. This horrific disease has affected everyone listening, all of us. And you know, I'm no different. And it's just awful. And we're going to find a cure. And these donations really, really, really do matter. So I know the amazing Rob Hale has a challenge out there. He's so generous and incredible. So thanks, Rob. Let's give until it hurts, as they say, over the next 2 days.
Well, on to what's going on the field, which is behind us this morning, and I'm sure you were as frustrated as we were with yesterday's outcome. I mean, it's tough to be, full frustration mode because this team in August has struggled in the past, but seemed to be, I don't know if it's chemistry or what it is, but seemed to be winning series here. Are you, first of all, your thoughts on yesterday, and then kind of where you stand on this team as it goes here into August with 37 left?
Yeah, yesterday was brutal, and you know, one that, you know, we really needed to have, we should have had. It was frustrating. But to your point, you got to turn the page and just think about what really matters this time of year. That's winning series. So we take the series win and we move on tonight. We got this odd 2-game series with Baltimore and then, 8 on the road, against the AL East opponents. So, like you said, 37 to go, we're the division is still what we want. That's our goal. We're 5 games back at Toronto. We've got another shot at them late in September. So we really want to climb back into the division thing, get back to a couple games back before we head north of the border. And let's see if we can win the division. That's the goal here. Cause you don't like to take your chances in the wild card. If that's where you end up, great. But we have not given up on winning that American League East title. We think we can do it.
I know Alex Cora said over the weekend, I think, that he was wanted to be very careful with Chapman, but is that not a game? I mean, through 4 pitches the day before, only 4 pitches, is that not a game where you would want to be able to use him?
Well, it was frustrating that he had to go in the day before, and you know, just managing the bullpen is probably the hardest thing to do from Alex's perspective. So you know, he made the right decision for that moment, because only he and Chappie and the medical staff and everybody know like how he's feeling at that moment. But man, does it reinforce the importance of having a reliable lockdown bullpen when you need them. And we've got these two guys at the back end of the bullpen who have been that, and it's been Chapman and Whitlock, and Alex has done a great job using them, but it was frustrating that he wasn't available yesterday. I know it was frustrating for Alex.
Sam, I don't know how much you can say on this, but all reports overnight are pointing to the Red Sox finalizing a deal with Nathaniel Lowe, and reports are that if you get it done, he could be in the lineup as soon as tonight. Can you say anything about this?
I cannot, but I know the guys. I was actually with Brez and Alex last night, and they are continuing to work on ways to improve the team, exploring all opportunities. So we'll leave it at that, but keep our fingers crossed.
Sam, like all of us fans here, we look at the schedule. You talked about it. You got a couple games with Toronto later on in September. How do you make sure that your team is not looking past Baltimore and looking towards the Yankees to try to be able to put distance if you can win that series? How do you make sure that those young players on the field are not doing what a lot of us are doing and kind of looking down the road, looking at the schedule?
Yeah, it's a good question, because you've got to stay in the moment, and it's just such a grind. So it's really incumbent upon Alex and Tech and Huddy and Ramon and the whole coaching staff to just keep these guys in the moment. It's what they've been doing all year. We've got great mix of veteran leadership and young guys who are mature beyond their years, but you can't get too far ahead of yourself. You just have to go with the old baseball cliche, taking it day by day. That's what these guys have been doing. It's been a great season, total grind. There's been a lot of ups and downs. We've been playing a lot better, as everybody knows, in the second half. It's been amazing to see this team playing well at Fenway. I mean, that's been so important this year, to have this dominant record at Fenway, and using it as an advantage. The ballpark has just been absolutely jammed the last couple weeks, and we appreciate that. We need that competitive advantage at home. It's really important.
Sam, Rob Manfred last night put out a test balloon, maybe, per se, about a potential realignment in Major League Baseball with the new deal and the CBA that'll be coming up in a couple years. He had, for the listeners who missed this, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, Phillies, and Nationals in a division, which would be awesome. Can you speak to that? Is this just something that's theorized, or is this something that it could actually come to fruition in the next couple of years?
I think it's something that could actually come to fruition, and I, in a rare moment, Curtis, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It would be awesome. It would be awesome. And I'm very, very, I'm for all these changes and innovations that Major League Baseball is trying to make to continue to make our sport even more interesting, more compelling, you know, whether it's the pitch clock or the bigger bases or getting rid of the shift. If you look at what baseball has done, the game is so much more enjoyable for our fans. It's just not even close to what it was 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I think if you could create geographic alignment and can have more rivalries with teams that are closer, it would help a lot with travel. You know, with the Red Sox, we travel as much as anybody. Probably only the Mariners travel more miles than we do. So we would absolutely love that and would be wide open to it. And I did see Rob. It was fun to see him there with the Little Leaguers last night. That was an awesome experience, and I'm glad baseball is doing that.
Speaking of rare baseball lead for me this morning, Sam, and it was about Alex Bregman and a report that the Yankees intend to swoop in and steal him away from the Boston Red Sox. Is that a guy that this team would like to have here for a long time? And if so, why not spend what it takes and get a deal done with him now?
Well, he's the short answer is well, if the Yankees are making a play for Alex Bregman right now, that'd be really interesting because that's definitely against the rules. So maybe you could help us investigate that. But look, we made a 3-year deal with Alex, and everybody knows his contractual status, and he's handled it beyond perfect. You know, look, he and his family, I think, are enjoying it here. We absolutely love having him here. He's been everything that you could hope for and more. He suffered a tough injury and has come back for that. He's been an amazing leader. He's a great guy, and most importantly, a great baseball player. So, yeah, he's a guy we want to have here and appreciate all he's doing. And as he said, you know, we'll deal with all that at the right time. But he is focused right now on the final 37.
All right, Sam. Well, thanks for taking the time this morning, and we'll look forward to – I know you'll be here a lot over the next 24, 48 hours. So we are excited to see where we end up this year when it comes to the radio telethon.
Well, I also Greg, if I could, I it's not often that I make good investment decisions and I'm able to double my money quickly. So on behalf of my amazing wife, Amanda, and our family, we'd love to give $10,000 and have Rob Hale double that. So thank you. Thanks so much this disease has touched our family and like everybody's out there. And we were thinking of Tim Wakefield this morning and so many people who have suffered from this awful, awful disease. So I want to thank Rob. He's an amazing, amazing person in this region. We're so lucky to have him and grateful. But thanks to all your generous listeners. Most importantly, you guys do so much good, and we really appreciate it. So thanks. And, yeah, we'll see you later today.
All right, Sam, that's awesome. Thanks to you guys for that. So, all right, Sam Kennedy, president of the Boston Red Sox, and that's another 10,000. So
awesome.
We're up to 81,000, and we'll get a total coming up. When it comes to hour number two of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, we're at Fenway Park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We'll be right back. We are at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And if you ever wonder who you're helping when you make a donation to this every year, then I want you to hear from Christian Mayo, who is from the Cape and joins us this morning. How you doing?
I am. I'm doing amazing. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing great. I understand that, like me, you played a little high school basketball.
Of course.
Correct?
Much different, I'm sure.
Well, he has the advantage of height, clearly. Yeah.
And athleticism.
And you guys are basically indistinguishable.
And maybe athleticism. Yeah, I mean, I looked a lot different back in the day. But you were trying out for your basketball team in 2023?
Yes, I was.
And had a little bit of leg?
I did. So I had a little bit of like a leg. My calf was like kind of swollen. During the tryouts of basketball, and you know, originally my parents thought that it was like a blood clot or it was like I pulled a muscle, so we didn't really pay much attention to it. And so it happened at the beginning of tryouts, and for about 2 to 3 weeks it just kept on lingering, and my leg just kept on getting bigger, and we just didn't know what was going on. And so we kept on going to doctors, and we kept on getting different
opinion
diagnoses.
Yeah.
And you know, so, but nothing like came back clear to what it was. And we ended up going to Boston Children's Hospital and eventually getting an MRI, and that was what told us that it was a Ewing sarcoma cancer. That moment really changed my life. Like when I found out about that, I remember, I was in the car about to go to my first ever Celtics basketball game with my dad, actually. And I got a call from my mom, and it was to tell us that I had cancer. And that was one of the like toughest moments ever like in my life. But I'm still here and stuff, and
yeah.
It's amazing, you know.
Well,
what goes through your mind when you get that phone call?
So many things. Like, at the moment, like, I was only 16 at the time. I didn't even know what cancer really was. I didn't know what a tumor was. All these things were just so scary. And I didn't know what I would have to face. I didn't know anything, really.
So. You and your family credit the Jimmy Fund Clinic with saving your life.
They were amazing. The doctors, everybody was amazing. Nothing bad to say. They were amazing.
Christian, when you go back to that moment of finding out, and then all of a sudden you have to have all of these appointments. I know that Ewing sarcoma, when I think of Ewing sarcoma, I think of Mark Herzlich at BC, and it seems very similar to how he found out he had it. It's chemo, it's radiation, it's surgery. So what is the mindset of, I now have this diagnosis, to, okay, I have the care team in place and I'm going to fight this?
You just got to fight, you know, like there's no moment like where you can just like give up, because that's really where, like, that's you just can't do that. I'm always a fighter, you know, you just got to fight through whatever. And once I found out about cancer, I knew instantly that I was going to fight it, and I wasn't just going to give up and just, you know, roll over.
So where are you right now with it, Christian? Like, I mean, you seem like, you know, an unbelievable, you know, young man, you know, going through all this. Like, where are you right now? And, you know, you're obviously seeing yourself go in the future.
I see myself going in the future. So me personally, I want to be a plumber and a firefighter. Right. I lost a lot of love for sports, like during cancer and stuff, because I wasn't like there for it. But I'm going to my senior year this year, and I'm taking over the basketball court, and you know.
All right, man. All right, like that.
Awesome.
I like that.
So, just amazing to me, because you begin, as you said, you don't really know what cancer is at 16. You don't really know what a tumor is, and then you get that phone call from your mom, and you know, all of us would do anything to avoid that.
Yeah.
But you meet it head on, and then where you were at the end, where you now are a spokesperson for raising money to fight cancer. And what was the spring training trip like for you?
That was an amazing trip.
I can imagine, you know, a guy that's in his teenage years, you're dealing with this. As you said, you can't play sports. Your whole social life isn't like you.
So, actually, it was interesting. When I originally found out, I didn't want to go, because I was kind of halfway through treatment. I had no hair. I wasn't really feeling good most of the time. I had a pack that I had to carry. It was just, there was a lot of things that was bugging me. And if you go through like that, you have like insecurities and stuff. And sometimes you just don't really want to see the world. You'd kind of just want to I just wanted to get done with my chemo and stuff, and I didn't want to go outside, I didn't want to see anybody, I didn't want to do anything. So that was the spring training trip helped me actually go outside a lot, and it was amazing. They had brought us like this amazing resort, and there was like a pool and stuff. Got to meet a bunch of players, and that definitely helped me like my mindset, get outside, meet kids. There was kids there that was going through like some sort of things like me, so it was interesting to see people like that went through stuff like me. So it was an amazing trip, honestly.
And well, 17 years old right now, you're cancer free.
I am. Right. Thank
God. Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
That's incredible. Well, thanks for sharing your story. There's a whole bunch of people listening and watching who are thinking about donating, and I'm sure you can tell them firsthand how much of a difference that can make in somebody's life.
Makes such a big difference.
Yeah. All right.
And can I
start? Are you gonna start on the basketball?
Of course.
He's gonna dominate. He's gonna dominate. And can I say one thing? Just from listening to you talk, you sound mature above your age, and it really seems like you have a great family to support you and kind of help you through everything. So, you know, be grateful for that. You have those parents and those family members that, you know, were there for you, because it seems like just the way you talk and everything you've been through, there could be a lot of kids listening that might be younger and seeing how you would have able to overcome. And a lot has to do with your support system. So,
of course,
that's really great.
when you become a plumber, where he's going to be looking for free work.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah, let me get that friends and family discount.
He needs another bidet. And
stuff. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Christian Mayo, thanks for sharing your story.
Awesome. With us.
All right, good stuff, congrats. Brother. Good luck this season. We will be watching. All right, we are at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.